She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
I gotta get my girl Jenny some tea. She is stressing in here.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I just feel like I'm a little verklempt.
Okay.
I think I'm getting a little cold, that's all. My kids have been killing me over there. What's going on?
All right, so Kanye West, Jenny, is headed to the White House.
Okay.
He's getting up with his boy Donald Trump. They're gonna be meeting on all kinds of topics, including getting jobs in Chicago for manufacturers. Also, he wants to help out people that can't get jobs because, you know, they have criminal records.
All right.
So at least there's something positive on the docket.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be bringing Colin Kaepernick with him, Kanye West. I don't think that got cleared yet.
Okay, we'll see if he feels like going and speaking to the president.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, we reported yesterday that Bill Cosby got hit with a chicken patty the other day in prison.
Whoa, 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 a chicken patty? I didn't know this.
Yeah, there were reports that Bill Cosby, I guess, cracked a joke to somebody. And
he's
basically, long story short, somebody got upset and actually hit him with a chicken patty. So, just threw it. So anyway, I guess today they're saying this did not happen. The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections says this did not happen. And I'm unhappy with anyone who's reporting such fake news.
Yeah, I would have ate my chicken patty and hit them with, like, the carrots or something.
We actually got that off, we thought, a pretty credible website. So anyway, this official says that Bill Cosby isn't even mingling with other inmates yet and has no contact whatsoever with inmates.
Isn't this twice they threw chicken at him?
No, they threw a hot dog, stale hot dog bun on his way into prison.
Sorry.
And then let him fall downstairs. That's all we heard. So anyway, he's being evaluated by prison staff, and until they determine the extent to which he should interact with other inmates, he's by himself and in his own cell. So that's it. He's by himself.
Okay.
So, you know, he's 2 weeks into his 3 to 10 year sentence for sexual assault. We'll see what else we hear.
Oh, man.
A lot of food stories. A car registered to the former host of BET's 106 in Park was totaled in a car crash, and the driver fled the scene. We're talking about Terrence J.
Terrence J. That was his brother, probably, allegedly.
No, it's his girl.
Oh, man, she ran?
Their car hit a parking meter after his girlfriend, Jasmine Sanders, the alleged driver, lost control Tuesday around 12:30 a.m. today in Studio City, California. The car finally came to a stop after striking a tree.
She was filthy.
So, no, but witnesses are saying that Jasmine was behind the wheel and Terrence J, he was the passenger.
And they both took off after the wreck. Yeah, they...
Like, who decides to do that?
Because they drunk.
That's
so crazy.
You don't
want to get caught. Like, I'm out. Let me get an hour. I walk back to the scene. Like, I don't know.
So, you know, you're supposed to, like, leave a note or something.
Uh-uh.
And they didn't. So now police are looking for surveillance footage. That's crazy. And they can't find them.
Yeah.
Like, where are they?
Like, I wouldn't be around either.
How do you get to a car crash?
That's
they
not
can't
my car.
Find you? And it's like in the middle of the city. It ain't the woods.
Oh, my God. That's funny right there. I like that story.
Meek Mill, he is still helping out the people of Philadelphia. He has now become the man of the people with yet another contribution that will serve kids well for years to come, Jay. He's set to announce plans to renovate a basketball court at East Fairmount Park in North Philly. He says he specifically chose this park because it's the neighborhood where he grew up. He said, North Philly will always be my home. When kids go to East Fairmount Park, they deserve to ball in the best conditions possible. So I'm glad they'll have that opportunity now. And Meek, he's been giving back since getting out of prison.
How long do you think this is going to last?
He donated 6,000 backpacks in August for Philly students.
I give it to the end of the year.
Hopefully it lasts a very, very long time.
I give it to the end of the year. The ignorance is going to prevail, and next thing you know, he's going to just be doing the old Meek Mill stuff again.
Okay. I have three countdowns coming up. We got Russ tickets on the way.